April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today we'll hear poetry by Mike Greer, originally from Detroit, who now resides at the former Sawyer Air Force Base.
Louisville Zoo in December. Without so much as a buyer leave, the jaws set on the white rhino. His beady eyes showed no focus. He charges the 3-foot cyclone fence on his side. We can't jump fast enough from the 3-foot shrubbery on our side. Flat on the sidewalk, stunned, we are still alive, the rhino stopped on a dime. We felt the pressure of the aphrodisiac horn on our gut. Life has ended again ignobly, but time hasn't stopped. We saw the lions, tigers, bears inside their winter home. Their summer home seemed rentable. I sat on a rock out in the sun while you looked on and said, "Hey, I bet you're going to tell me there's a Siberian tiger behind me," I said. You said, "Yep." I leaped the moat in a single bound. Again, time continued on while I died once again. As I turned, the tiger looked puzzled, as if to say, "Who's this in my living room?" We followed the path to the seals and penguins, a brand new display. Rolled up pant legs, jumped in the two pools, played with them. They swam between our legs, noisy and happy. We touched them with our hands. They touched back. Mad penguin ran at me, screaming, old, jealous. He bit my leg. I bled. They all felt bad. Even old guy wanted forgiveness. I tied off with a wet sock. Penguins kissed, seals licked. 17 stitches later, life and time did not stop. Indeed, life began again. Disclaimer. I have never been able to distinguish one of my heartbeats from another. If plagiarism is a blatant copying of someone else's work and presenting it as my own, I must now offer a disclaimer before every bit of my work as possibly being that of someone else, as far as I can tell. I have been rereading some of my work and noticing the voice of someone I've known has influenced what I'm trying to say. I can no longer tell if my memory is still serving me well enough to distinguish if indeed I have copied their work, or perhaps what I assumed was original thought, that was merely my attempt to set myself apart from the crowd. I therefore must offer the possibility that everything I say has indeed been said before by someone else, better than I thought at the time. This goes for my heartbeats as well. My heart may be copying something I've heard somewhere else before. A Bach partita, perhaps. Borealis fun. It's rare, but shouldn't be. I get in the car with the pup and head north on US 41. Seeing the tip of northern lights dancing above the trees ahead. I turn right on M28 and drive until I find my favorite roadside turnout, east of Autrain. Perched atop a small dune and down to Superior's beach. The pup zooms down the beach 100 yards before she sees I'm not keeping up, turns around and zooms back. I sit on the cold sand there where the snow doesn't cover. Eventually laying back to stare up at the full sky of stars. Watching the blues, greens, and occasional reds and yellows dance above me, I forget what makes the colors light the sky. Something magnetic, I think. I should do this more often, not just when there's nothing good on TV. Running out of mentors. A disadvantage of growing old is seeing your senior friends succumb to their own health. The wisdom they imparted on me is not lost, but I grow forgetful myself. My son is far away, doesn't need my advice anymore. He thinks my wisdom is over. No need to listen to my tales. I'd better write it all down soon so he can read it when I'm gone. He knows my successes and failures. Hopefully, he won't make my mistakes.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.